You're listening to Clean Beauty Scene Episode 8, How to Decipher Food Labels to Detox Your Body and Lose Weight, with holistic health and life coach, Brianna Wilkerson. Welcome to Clean Beauty Scene, the podcast for clean beauty, eco-friendly living, and wellness. I'm your host, Kelly Bonanno, eco-wellness coach and mom to two teenage boys. If you want a green beauty routine but find clean beauty and eco-living overwhelming and confusing, I get it. I've been there. So join me each week as we clear the confusion and cover all the latest to help you go green without giving up glamour or going eco-freako. Now talk clean to me, baby. Well, hello and welcome to Clean Beauty Scene. I'm very excited about the interview I am bringing you today. I have known this wonderful health coach for a few years now. I've been honored to speak on some of her health summits and have been on her podcast, so I'm extremely excited to welcome her to my podcast. Brianna Wilkerson is truly knowledgeable and really cares about her clients and helping women thrive and live their healthiest lifestyle. She's a certified holistic health and life coach, essential oils advocate, and a CrossFit level one trainer. And she's on a mission to help women ditch diets, lose weight that lasts, and thrive in all areas of their life. And she's a shining example. She walks the walk. She is very spiritual and she's extremely caring. And she is just one of those women who empowers women. And, you know, the kind of woman that you want in your corner, and really proud to say, call her a friend and a colleague. And I am extremely excited to bring you this episode because she is going to help us. She's going to explain to us how to really read food labels, what it means, and how to decipher it, because there's a lot of, just like with clean beauty and personal care, there's tons of misleading information about food labels and loopholes and things that just don't make sense. And so you don't really know what you're reading, or you think, you know, it's got that health halo. You think it's a healthy product, but then when you really know some of the ingredients, you say, wait a minute. So she's going to help us decipher, and reading our food labels properly and knowing what we're putting in our body, we can then help detox. You are going to want to take notes, so get ready for some valuable information. Brianna really breaks things down and explains things so it makes sense. There's certain ingredients that we want to be avoiding, but she'll explain why and how, just as it is with many conventional beauty and personal care ingredient labels. Food labels can often be very misleading, and a lot of manufacturers do that intentionally. Because we want to know what we're putting on our body and fortify it with nutrient-dense foods. You know, yeah, like I always say, you got to live a little and enjoy some of your favorite foods, but we need good nutrition. And we also need to be able to manage our weight in a realistic way that is not restrictive or unmanageable, because in order to stay at a healthy weight and the weight that you want, it has to be assimilated into your lifestyle for the long haul. That's why I, you know, she and I are very like-minded. Diets do not work. It's a lifestyle. And want to make sure you know about my next free masterclass. I'm going to be teaching you 3 secrets that you need to know to stop counting calories and not reducing portions and all of that, to lose weight and keep it off in a realistic way. I'm also going to teach some basics of getting started with intermittent fasting. I'll also be telling you about some toxins that can mess with your metabolism. So don't miss that. If this is, you know, an area that you struggle with and want some help and tips with, it's going to be on October 14th. I will put a link in the show notes. I just want to take a quick minute to thank you so much for listening. My podcast is now officially a month old, and I really appreciate you guys tuning in every week. And a huge thank you to those of you who have left reviews. It means so much to me, and I hope you know how much I truly appreciate it. But today, get ready for some great information from certified health and life coach, Brianna Wilkerson. Hi, Brianna. Welcome to Clean Beauty Scene.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. So when I first had the idea to start this podcast, and I was thinking, okay, who do I want to interview? You, of course, were at the way top of the list. So I'm really excited to be chatting with you.
Yes, I'm excited to be here. So I love the topic. We're going to be talking about how to decipher food labels to detox your body and lose weight. Mm-hmm. And it's really important because, as you know, and my listeners probably know by now, I take a very holistic approach. And there are toxins in our food. And also, what we're eating is such a big part of our health and well-being, mm-hmm. as much as what we're putting on our skin. So this is such an important topic, and it just all goes hand in hand.
Yeah. Yeah. I think even, you know, I love the work you do around, you know, clean beauty, what we're putting on our skin and so forth. And obviously you do a lot of work with the stuff I'm talking about too, but I think the connection right away is that what you put in your body will show up on your body. Like, it will show up on your skin. You know, a lot of people have, you know, started looking at what they eat, whether it's ingredients or whole food versus processed foods, and notice that their skin changes based off of that, right? And so, yeah, we can detox our body through all these amazing clean beauty products that you recommend, right? But we have to also watch what we're putting in our body, because it will show up on our skin as well. So it's all connected.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, it's like you are what you eat, that old message, and it's so true. Yeah. When people have, you know, eczema or things, it's like, okay, let's look at the root cause. Mm-hmm. What's right. going on. Sometimes you just eliminate a food or an ingredient in a product, and there you have it. There's your problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You know, why people should be concerned is that the food these days is very different than the foods 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, particularly packaged foods. And so often we see a lot of these foods such as, you know, that says gluten-free, natural, pure, all these sort of things. And we think they're healthy because it's advertised as healthy. But really, the marketers aren't necessarily, mandated by the FDA or anyone to make sure that the front of the package is correct. Now they're mandated to make sure they're disclosing all their ingredients. But someone can say to you, it's natural, it's healthy, it's gluten-free, all these sort of things. But then you look at the ingredients and you're like, well, what's this? I have no idea. Is this even man-made? You know, is this like natural or man-made? And so the reason why that it's important is because often a lot of us are eating foods that we consider healthy that actually aren't. And they actually have various ingredients that could be leading to various health conditions we're facing, could be leading to gut health issues and gas or like indigestion or heartburn, or even as you were saying, foods that are like linked to kind of inflammation in our body, which is causing all these skin issues or, you know, joint issues, mind issues and so forth. So we really need to learn to empower ourselves. And it's the same work you do with the, you know, what's in your beauty products and your cleaning products, is because the same thing can happen on them. People can say it's good for you, it's natural, it's pure, but what is in them and, you know, what is it made out of? And so I think it's important because especially, you know, we're busy. And so a lot of us want, you know, food that's easy. And sometimes these prepackaged foods, even good, healthy, good bars or something like that are good choices, but sometimes they're not because some of the ingredients are very not good for your body. And so I just want to first preface in saying it's a learning journey in becoming kind of like an ingredient guru, like learning what's in your foods, because there are so many ingredients and even sugar. Sugar has multiple names, like maltose, dextrose, all these sort of things. So you might say, oh, it doesn't have any sugar, but it does. Look at the grams, first of all. And so that's it. That's why we should really learn to empower ourselves, because what we're being told may not be actually true. And if we really want clean beauty, if we really want to be healthy thoroughly, you know, inside and out, we need to know what we're putting in our bodies.
Absolutely true. And that's really the key, is there's so many different words for some of these unhealthy ingredients, and it's the deceitful practice. It's just like with the beauty products,
right? Like greenwashing. You know, you talk about
they get through these little, right, the greenwashing. And so with food and the beauty products, they go through these little loopholes to try to really fool consumers. And that's what pisses me off. It's just not right. Mm-hmm. So with all of these ingredients, what are some of the top ingredients we should look out for? Some of the red flags that we look at a label, we can see and say, okay, that has this, forget it.
Yeah. And just like you know, with, you know, the top kind of dirty dozen of the cosmetic chemical, there's tons, right? And so we can't necessarily like, oh, it would be, you know, take us forever to get out of them.
We'd be here all day talking about
it. I know, right? And that's what's
the top. Yeah.
And that's what's sad about it. But definitely, you know, I think looking at one, looking at first the ingredients and then looking at kind of the content. So like how much sodium, how much sugar does it have? Like that could even be natural. As we know, there's natural sugars, but like high fructose corn syrup is in so many things. And has been shown to damage your immune function, speed up aging process, and even contribute to weight gain. It can be found in anything such as crackers, bread, chips, yogurt, and sauces. So even that is like, you know, you eat yogurt, you're like, this is good. This is good for my kid. This is good for me. But does it have high fructose corn syrup? It might. And so that is something that we have to always be looking at. Refined sugar. So a lot of things are made with natural sugar, which is not bad for you, but it's actually too much sugar that leads to weight gain. And so I think often people think fat makes you fat, but it's actually carbohydrates, and all carbohydrates, even the good kind, break down into sugar in your body. And so when we're even eating too much healthy sugar, it can be stored as fat. But if we're eating a lot of added refined sugar, it can also be stored as fat and cause actually an array of issues such as bloating, fatigue, obesity, cavities, lowered immune function, weight gain. Because the average US, you know, person can consume up to 130 pounds of sugar a year. Like that's crazy.
Isn't it?
That's like half a cup of sugar a day. And honestly, it's not even in like you're just taking sugar and adding it to your coffee. It's in your bran muffin. It's in this thing that you're eating, right? So again, it's just looking at how much sugar is added. Trans fats is nothing. And that typically comes from, these are simple ones to look out to, like the basic ones. So trans fat comes from stuff like hydrogenated oil or partially hydrogenated oil. And what that is, hydrogen is in the main word. Basically, they've added stuff to, you know, added hydrogen to a product to make it last longer. And so that's why, you know, oils can like last forever. That's why certain packaged food can last forever, because it's added to that. But because that's not natural and our body can't always process it the same, that can cause an increased risk of cancer, obesity, depression, asthma, osteoporosis. And it can be found in cookies, cakes, frozen food, crackers, and chips. And so I hope you guys are seeing like a pattern here, in the sense a lot of packaged food is where a lot of these things hide. And the next is MSG, which means monosodium glutamate. And I think most people think, okay, this is just in like Chinese or Asian food, but it actually can be disguised under other names like yeast extract or carrageenan, which is a very popular ingredient, soy protein and so forth, natural flavors. Anything that like, you know, Kelly and I talk about this, anything with fragrance, you know, that means so many things, and no one's actually, you know, they don't have to disclose what's in that. It's the same thing. Natural flavor. What's a natural flavor? We don't know.
Yeah. Is the fragrance of food.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. MSG is the fragrance of food. That's a good quote right there. So it can be found in soup, sauces, and crackers, so forth. And yeah, most foods are, I think, injected with this. And it's also what we call obesogen, means it can cause obesity and be a neurotoxin, which is toxic to our nervous system, which, you know, Kelly talks a lot about in regards to some of these cosmetic chemicals. A couple other ones is sulfites and sulfates, which is like similar, like kind of what's in, you know, put in beauty products as well. Because sulfites destroy vitamin B1, which is very important for mental clarity and heart health. And you know, even stuff like artificial flavors and colors, which, Jell-O. I used to love making Jell-O as a kid. And I used to love the sugar-free Jell-O, right? Because it's zero calories or whatever. But I'm pretty sure that had red dye, you know, number 40. I'm pretty sure it had artificial sweeteners, which is the next one, right? Like a lot of these things that we've been sold because we're up in the name of losing weight or quote unquote being healthy actually aren't. And that's what we really need to remind ourselves. And, let me see, is this, I have more, but I kind of want to end on this one, artificial sweeteners. So this is something that I remember when I first started kind of being concerned about calories in, calories out. I was like, whoa, zero calories? Like what? But as I learned more about artificial sweeteners, I had to stop drinking those Diet Cokes, because literally artificial sweeteners can decrease your good gut bacteria, which we all need, by 50%. It can spike your insulin and leptin levels, which is in charge of like your blood sugar regulation, energy storage, feeling full. So with all that, that can lead to weight gain. And I think actually some artificial sweeteners can be 200 to 600 times sweeter than regular sugar. And so a lot of, you know, those are just the basic, I mean, we can go into like the little nitty gritty ingredients, but the tip there is like, look at these big categories, but also in your ingredients list, if it has like more than five ingredients and you can't pronounce them, you don't know what it is, just research it. It may be okay, but it may not.
Right.
And so that's why, like, sometimes in and especially when I'm doing like a whole 30 elimination program, or I'm just trying to be in a season of like making sure I'm not taking in all these extra stuff, I look on the back and I'm like, I'm in the grocery store and I'm just like looking at this. I'm like on my phone being like, what is this? What is this? What is this? And so it's a hard, long journey at first, in the sense, like, you might take a lot of time to learn all these things, but once you start doing it and even learning about one ingredient, you know, or one product you're using each week or each month, it'll become second nature. You'll just automatically know, I don't need those things because it has this. And that's where I've come. I'm not like this ingredient guru, right? But I know what foods I can buy that are packaged and so forth. And that's just packaged foods. You know, you do have other natural things like, you know, your fruits and vegetables that have toxins on them. And then, you know, meats that have antibiotics from other things. So, mm-hmm. But this is just kind of like the packaged food.
Like the nitrates and nitrates, yes, in the meats.
Those, yes, deadly. Right, exactly. Yeah.
And they,
yeah,
they lead to stomach cancers and intestinal, right, cancers.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's you're right. It's very, it's just like the ingredients in the beauty products. You just, once you sort of learn them, they become second nature.
And
it's true. There's just so many different names for certain,
right,
ingredients. And oh, when you mentioned Jell-O, it reminds me of my dad. My dad loved Jell-O. When I was growing up, there was always a bowl of Jell-O, a huge bowl of Jell-O, right, in the refrigerator.
Right.
Oh man. Other than that, he was pretty healthy, but of course,
yeah,
we
all have our one thing, right?
Yeah. You know. And it's true. I mean, all these packaged foods and just the processed foods, what were a standard American diet, it's atrocious. And, you know, our grandmas, our great grandmas, they didn't have to go organic. There was just natural organic foods. It wasn't all of this, you know, since World War II, the Industrial Revolution, it's brought in so much junk. And so what are some good, valuable resources that can get listeners started with deciphering food labels?
Yeah. I do think there's this great app called, it's called Fugicate, not like Food Education Together, that you can kind of like, can help you with ingredients. And so you can just have that app similar to like the EWG with the cosmetics and so,
yeah,
forth, or products in general. But also I love the Whole 30 eating program, mainly because of this. Like it really taught me how to read food labels, not just like, because one, it advocates eating more whole foods. It advocates really like just, you know, trying to eat from the land almost, and just, you know, finding cool ways to make those foods tasty and delicious and nutritious. But I think this, it's like, there's a lot of handouts. If you go to the Whole30 website, you can go to like their downloads, and they have a lot of like PDFs that can kind of guide you through, like, these are all the names for sugars, or these are all the, you know, the additives or preservatives to look out for. So if you just print those out, have those on hand, or just kind of go through those and pick a product that you have and see if it has that in there. I do have like a Whole30 40-day e-course. If you ever actually want to do the Whole30, it's a free course at the moment that you can kind of go through it like a guide. But
oh, we will link that in the show notes.
Yeah.
And you coach people through the Whole 30.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of have taken a break from that. So that's why I've kind of, you know, as I have a newborn and trying to figure out all the things. But because I took a break, I wanted to have that, like, you know, email e-course together.
Right.
But yeah, it's something I've done, you know, many, many times. I'm considering doing one now postpartum, a little bit different, but because I know, like, during pregnancy, you make it. You just try to make it. Even when you eat healthy, you just try to make it. There are a couple things that you're eating that you normally wouldn't eat. And I just know that my body does better when I'm not eating certain additives or certain preservatives. So it's not like, oh, I'm going to lose weight. I do, but I really am more concerned about what I'm putting in my body. So that's why it's always my go-to to kind of get back here. So it's definitely a great resource to have people walk through.
And weight loss is so much easier when you are eating the more natural, healthy.
Oh, totally.
Food. So it's, yeah, I know. And you have a newborn.
Yeah. Oh, she's 11 weeks old right now.
Oh, wow. And, you know, she's not eating goldfish yet, but soon enough, that's right. Like the standard snack for little ones.
Standard snack for kids. So even with that, it's like, I have to ask myself, and I know your journey started when you started, you know, thinking about what products to put on your sons. It's like, all right, I know that, you know, maybe once or twice you can have goldfish, but I'm like, that's not a regular snack I want her to eat. Not at all. Right.
Right.
You know what's in it. And no shame to anyone if you're eating, if you're giving kids, you know, goldfish. It's like, this is all a journey. And yeah. Luckily, you know, Kelly and I have gone on this journey for many years in different ways. And I think even that's what I wanted to share, like whether it's with you or your kids, it's like, start with one thing at a time. And that's what you would recommend too, because if you're trying to overhaul everything, it might be hard. And even the Whole30 does overhaul everything for a short time though, but it teaches you then how to add them back and, you know, kind of be empowered. So, cause some people are more cold turkey people. So, but yeah. Always do something, you know, that's more sustainable for you. So if it is one product at a time, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's on their own journey and they right. do what they're comfortable with. But I do remember when my kids were little, the dental hygienist, she didn't talk about sugary foods. She said, oh, no goldfish because of the hidden sugars. And
right.
It's sometimes not the foods, the obvious foods that
yeah. you It's usually not.
Where can we find you on social media and your site?
Yeah. So madewell345.com is my website, and madewell345 is actually all my social media handles on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that. But I'm mainly on Instagram. And then I have a Facebook group, the Healthy and Sustainable Weight Loss Community is my coaching group. And then I have an oils group as well, if you're interested, essential oils for healthy home and family. I hang out a lot in my Facebook groups and then on Instagram, if you really want to be in contact with me more.
Yeah, your Facebook.
If you tweet me, I probably won't respond for a while.
Yeah. And of course, I'm part of your Facebook group. It's wonderful. Yes. And we will put all of this in the show notes.
Yes.
You guys definitely check that out and yeah, join Brianna's Facebook group for sure. And now the summit is over, but people can still purchase it, which is fantastic. That just aired back in just this last August that we just had. So I'll put that link in the show notes as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'd love for you to leave our listeners with, you know, one good tip.
Yeah. So even in regards to this, I think the big thing here is like, if you're like, I don't want to, like, ingredient thing feels like too much, it's like focusing on whole foods versus processed foods. So eating more what we call real food. Like food in its most natural form. Like, it's okay to have like a date bar or something like that. I have one almost every day because it's just easy, but it has like two ingredients, so I'm okay with it. But you know, so it's like, and apply what I would call kind of the crowding out method is, you know, rather than being like, oh, I have to take this away, replace that with like a more natural food. So for example, instead of like gummies, start eating an apple, and then slowly over time, you're not going to eat the gummies as much. And you're going to be eating the apple or maybe other fruits. And so by adding in things, you're crowding out all the other foods. So focus on the real foods, add in one good food at a time, and then you'll start to crowd out the other stuff.
That is wonderful advice. It's, you know, getting back to basics, nature, natural. And your food palate, or your palate, your taste buds, your palate does adjust.
It does. It really does. And that's why I do a Whole30 a couple times a year, not because I'm like, oh, it's because maybe it was the holidays or maybe it was the summer and I just got used to eating too much sugary food. Yeah. So I want it. So it's really, for me, it's like, it shows, showing myself I don't have to have it. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want it anymore. Right. So that's, you know, so that's another thing, is that you can, even by doing that crowding out, slowly eat those things because you don't want it anymore.
Exactly. It just becomes very natural.
Right.
Thank you so much, Brianna. This was amazing.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. And I will put everything in the show notes so you can all know where to find Brianna. And thank you so much. This was such a great chat. And we'll have you on again for another topic, because
yes.
you have so many great things to teach people.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much.
And we'll put a link in the show notes also to the podcast episodes of yours that I've been on.
You've been on a couple. Yeah, I need to have you back on again, because similar, you can talk about so many things.
Right? We could talk for days.
I know.
Thank you so much for listening to the Clean Beauty Scene podcast. Be sure to subscribe and tune in again next week. For more news, tips, and recommendations on clean beauty, eco-friendly living, and wellness, join my free Facebook group, Savvy Girls Organic World, and visit kellybonanno.com for more resources.
If you have questions or episode topic ideas, tag me on Instagram with hashtag Clean Beauty Scene Podcast. And talk clean to me, baby.